whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Heinz Kennedy, how are you feeling?
I feel great. Yeah. I feel great. Thanks for doing this.
What's your favorite drink? We have Coca-Cola here, we have water here. What's your favorite drink to celebrate a new sort of work?
Well, okay, so I drink a lot of water. I'm boring. I drink a lot of water, and I like coffee. I can't have too much. I have to kind of do the decaf, unfortunately, because okay. I get crazy on caffeine. But if I'm going to celebrate, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to celebrate. I love ginger beer.
All right.
Oh, that's so good. I can only have a little bit here and there because the sugar makes me crazy. But
so spicy drinks also with some chili or so?
I would like to add the chili, but I'm kind of a lightweight. My stomach would not like that. The stomach would be like, no chilies. Right. Keep it mild and bland.
Yeah. So congratulations to your solo work. It's a solo album, Serious Now.
Now it's Serious 3, yeah. The third one.
Yeah. How did it come?
Well, it came a lot easier than I thought it was going. Anytime, like, I know I've got another record on the horizon, so I was like, oh, man, it's just so much work, you know. How's this going to turn out? Will the well still be full enough to draw something from? So when my manager was like, oh, we're going to, you know, we slotted out a time for you to make your record and then tour for however long, I'm like, oh, I hope I can come up with something. Fortunately, I did. You know, it's just like, fortunately, life's always got some sort of inspiration to draw from. And so, yeah, most of the songs, I'd say 80% of the songs were written between like January and May of last year.
Last year,
2023. Yeah, 2023.
Okay. So the title is The Art of Letting Go. The art. It's such an such a serious word, I think.
I know, right?
Why is letting something or someone go an art?
You know what? Someone just asked that question earlier today, and I had a really crappy answer for it. Because it's like, you know, and I was just like, so I gave it some thought. And I think some of the art of doing anything and doing it well requires that you put in time, that you understand the nuances of it. And there's a certain, it's a commitment, right? Mm. And for me, letting go, the art of not being attached and learning to be less reactive is a practice. And it's something that I work on every single day. I put a lot of time into it. At this point in life, it's kind of, I feel like it's the most important thing for me to try and achieve. And the key word is try. Like, okay. I'm still working. I don't have it down to a science. So, you know, talk to me in 5 years and maybe I'll be like, I got it down. I figured it out. Right.
So a lot of try and error as well when you work on things?
A little bit of trial and error. But more for me, more than anything, it's just continuing to like practice and read and listen to, you know, just learn and just evolve as a person. You know, I've got a long ways to go. I'm still
learn is the keyword. I'm really in love with your new music video for Say What You Will. It's so nice because you are the teacher in this video. why do you consider yourself as a teacher? Would that work?
You know, true story, I come from a family of teachers. Like both my siblings are in the education thing. My mom's an educator. And I almost, if I hadn't been a recording artist, I probably would have been a history or an English teacher. So that was probably where I would have ended up. Yeah.
Really?
But I taught guitar for years. That was how I survived, was teaching, you know, teaching guitar.
When you have a small child who does not know anything about music, what would you say to him or her? Which instrument would you recommend to a child who has nothing to do? Maybe a trumpet or air guitar, something like this? First air guitar, then trumpet?
That's how I started. I started on the trumpet, yeah. I started on the trumpet. Then I switched to air guitar. And then one time my stepdad, we were camping, and I was all excited about an air band performance me and my buddies were going to do for, you know, our friends. And he didn't know, so air banding back in the 80s, that was a thing where you pretended like you were playing and, you know, you'd play the song and then air band, right? It was ridiculous. And he just looked at me while he was building it. We were camping and he looked at me kind of disgustedly and he's like, son, he's like, why don't you just learn to play for real? And I was like, whoa, that's a great idea, Dad. And here we are.
Big surprise. That's an option. Wow.
I know.
So you got a lot to do with Children with the Future Song Foundation.
Yes.
Are there any news with that? Something to celebrate there as well?
Yeah, we just had, we're coming up on, we've been around for like 9 years now. And we've, you know, we're based in Spokane, Washington, and we basically raise money so that kids can, and sometimes, you know, we do situations that pertain to adults in need and whatnot, but generally it's for kids who want to play music and might not be able to afford it. And so we help facilitate lessons and instrument programs, and it's been really cool to see it kind of take shape over the years, and how, you know, like a lot of the school district now has a guitar program because of what we've been able to do. And nice. And so it's I love it.
What did you learn from the children so far? What can they do better than adults?
Well, you know, the thing about kids is it's like a fresh, clean slate, you know. And they look at the world differently, and it's that innocence that I miss. Mm-hmm. And so when a kid finds their thing, you know, and when they find a way to express themselves, like through music, it's beautiful. It gets me all choked up.
All right. So you said you would be English or what was the other thing?
History.
History.
Yeah.
What about art school? Did you do something very special at art school at one point?
I took 2 years of a music program, and I got my degree in commercial music and jazz studies, which is worth nothing. It doesn't mean anything in the real world, but I
sounds
could.
Nice.
Yeah, at one point I could, if you needed me to, I could do an entire big band arrangement for you know, you give me the chart, and I would be able to do the instrumentation for the entire big band, and you know, so they're little things like that, which I've been able to use once in my career. But what it did is it gave me a foundation with like music theory and all that. So I feel like I was kind of given the keys to the kingdom to understand like the ins and outs of how to compose. And that's really, at the end of the day, I feel like I've had this run, this career, not so much because of the vocal stuff or even the guitar stuff, the playing wise. It's been what I've learned to become as a songwriter. It's the, you know, someone once said to me, this isn't the music industry, it's the songwriting industry.
Yeah.
You know, so much is about the songs. Yeah.
And it's all about rock on your new album.
Yes.
Because you said it's a rock album. Guitar is important and the riffs are very important. Apart from that, what are the three most important ingredients when it comes to the term rock, in your opinion? Is it the songwriting, is it the instruments, or just the feeling? What do you think?
It's kind of all of it, but I think also a certain amount of attitude is really important, and that's the beauty of rock and roll, is just, you know, I'm actually reading the book Life that Keith Richards wrote a while back, his autobiography. And what you realize about like his legacy, so much of it was just the attitude, you know, it's just kind of like, but he also was very, just so knowledgeable about the music that he made and understood it so well, you know, and the Rolling Stones were basically just wanting to educate, you know, this side of the pond on American blues music, and they understood it. So I think for me, like rock, what's really important is understanding where it came from and doing your homework and then building upon that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just rock, any genre, any sort of art form. Yeah,
it's hard to understand for people who don't listen to rock or something else, because this attitude, can it be learned or not really?
Yeah, that energy and attitude and soul is another part of it, depending on the kind of rock you're making. That some of that's just in your DNA, or it's not, you know. And I learned that as a guitar teacher. You know, I'd have people come in that really wanted to learn how to rock, and some people it was just in their blood, and other people there was just something about the way they, you could just, it was just something that just didn't, I don't know, it's just different. But but with that said, it's still, I don't want to scare anybody away from it. If it's something you want to try and learn to do it, you know, because it's the best.
So you had this idea to have this attitude for your new album, because the other one, the ones before in your solo career hasn't been that much focused on the rock term. Why is that?
Yeah,
that
The first one in particular was definitely singer songwriter based. Had a bluesy at times, but a lot more folk influences and Americana influences. Second one still had some of that, but it also had like a heavy dose of 70s rock. And so it rocked at times. It definitely rocked. You know, some of those tracks are full on rock tracks. But with this record, it's more riff based as opposed to just whatever was happening, starting to happen. You know, I feel like Ides of March, the second record, was like a good bridge between the first record and this record.
Now you have your series of albums.
Nice. Yes.
In Germany, we say voll in die Fresse, or just I do it. It hits hard. It goes straight into my face. I really like it.
Nice.
But a song on your new album that slowly builds up the rock is Eternal Lullaby, and I think that's my favorite song.
Oh, cool.
I asked myself, have you ever tried falling asleep to music, and which song is good for doing that?
Oh man, I'm terrible. I have a buddy, we used to be roommates, and he was able to listen to Pantera and he could fall asleep. Right. I'm like, I don't know how that guy's doing it. That's crazy. I can't really listen to music and fall asleep, because then I'm too focused on what's, you know, oh, that's good, oh, I like that part. You know, and I can't start sawing logs.
So only complete silent when you need to relax.
Yeah. Right. Although I do that, like, I'll do like white noise or green noise.
Really?
Yeah.
So you open Audacity and then you create a white noise and then...
Yes. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Because I'm a really light sleeper. I mean, a pin can drop and I'm going to wake up. So having the white noise helps you know, mask all the sounds.
Nice. Yeah. What is the greatest rock album of your life?
Like my favorite rock that somebody else has recorded?
It could be also from yours, but...
I'm still trying to make the greatest... I've got a long ways to go there, but if I was to say my favorite rock album of all time... Oh, that's so hard. That's such a good question.
You mentioned Keith Richards, maybe something from...
I do like the Stones, but I don't think I'm enough of an expert on the Stones. But I would say, gosh, there's so many. I do, you know, Led Zeppelin 4 was a big one for me growing up. I can only go off of what I grew. The first Van Halen record was a big one for me as a kid. You know, that was like.
What do you remember when you heard this album from for the first time? Do you remember the way you did it in your room alone? Van Halen, maybe.
Oh yeah, I totally remember that. I remember I was playing outside with my little brother. We were playing something called wiffle ball in the backyard, just like baseball, but it's like with a plastic ball and bat. And I was listening to the radio, and all of a sudden Eruption came on, which is the guitar intro to You Really Got Me. And I stopped everything. It was like time stopped. I was like, oh my, what is happening? You know, what is that? I want to do that. You know, it changed my life. That was the moment and I think if you ask a lot of musicians who are roughly my age, they're going to say that was the moment.
And then you started playing the trumpet.
No, I'd already played trumpet at that point, so I already played at that. So
All right.
Yeah, I played trumpet starting in the third grade.
All right.
And I liked the trumpet, but I wasn't like obsessed with it. Yeah. But then I became obsessed with the guitar once I heard that. Yeah.
Very cool. And you will be on tour in a few weeks, I think, or months.
Yeah.
And I read that the Munich gig is already sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And I saw a concert of you with Alter Bridge in the Sporthalle in Hamburg. And I think in April after that, in 2023, you were there again with Slash.
Right.
And in October, you come back to Hamburg and then you play at Grünspan, which is a much smaller. How different is the atmosphere on your solo tour compared to the others? Does it need to be more intimate?
I personally like having... I like the fact that I'm kind of starting over with the solo thing, you know? And that's great because, yeah, playing a venue that size, it's a different experience for me and the band, and it's a different experience for the people who show up. It is easier to connect, which is nice. It's one of those things where it's like starting over, you know, building a whole new brand. And I'm just glad that people are showing up. Because
absolutely.
I will do like, I hear that it's, you know, what you just said, like, oh, phew. Somebody's showing up to that show. Thank goodness.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I'm here a lot. You know, it's funny. I'm always worried that I'll wear out my welcome because I'm in three bands now. So you, as an artist, you're always afraid like, oh man, am I playing too much? you know, I just don't want people to get bored.
Absolutely not. No, don't think that.
What are you most looking forward to on the tour, apart from the concert itself? The interviews, maybe?
Well, I don't, you know, it's funny. I wish I did more interviews when I tour, and I don't, because my voice is kind of finicky. So it's kind of like if I talk a lot during the, like, generally, if you were to go on the road, be a fly on the wall during tour cycles, I talk very little because I'm always saving it for the show. I learned that from, like, just seeing other singers when I was growing up, just how talking would change their voice for the night. So I wish I could do more press. That's why I like to do these press runs now, and then I can yap all day and not worry about it. But what else do I look forward to? I look forward to, I don't know, Europe's in the UK, and it's like I'm here so much, it's like second home. You know, it just feels very familiar. It's just, I look forward to the Christmas markets. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be up by that point, you know, all that stuff.
When are you here in Germany?
Early November, I think. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, but I think when you go in some bars or something else, you get some Glühwein, I think.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, good. As long as I get one Glühwein. You know, I don't allow myself to drink much. I don't drink much at all anymore. But if I'm here, I'm going to have at least one Glühwein. Or what's the other one where it's the Jäger and
Jägermeister?
It's like Jäger. It's like a combination. It's like a hot Jäger sort of thing.
Yes,
like with water.
I'm not sure what
that's called.
But there's also Glühbier. Did you know?
No, I did not.
Boiling beer.
I did not know that.
Yeah, try it out. It's really nice. Or some ginger beer.
Ginger beer. Now warm? You're talking my language. Mm. Really? Warm ginger beer. I don't know if that's going to be quite as good as a nice cold ginger beer on ice. But
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So basically my last question, what is your opinion on the whole Oasis and Linkin Park stuff? I wanted to know from a rock star.
I'm all for it. I think it's great. Here's the way I look at it is like if you've, as a songwriter, just put so much sweat and blood and time into creating songs, right? And then, lo and behold, these are bands who had massive success with these songs. And these are great freaking songs. They you know, of course they had success. So to hear them again played by the people who were part of creating it, I think that's awesome. And it you know, yeah. I mean, I hope I have a window of time, because I want to hear Champagne Supernova one more time live, because I never got to hear it live.
No, never
got to hear it.
Point.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I think it's a brilliant song. Yeah. Yeah. That chorus is one of the best choruses ever written, in my opinion, as a songwriter.
It's really a
big chorus.
In general, are you open to any other projects? You're so open with everything, with Slash, with Alter Bridge, with everything, and with the different solo work.
You know, maybe like just one, like a song. I just don't have time to do like another full on project. But are there people I would love to, like Wolfgang Van Halen and I? We've talked about doing something in the future. I would love that. I'd love something that's just like totally, kind of off the beaten path. Something kind of like, whoa, what an interesting combination. So maybe something just, you know, a different genre, you know. Do something with Kendrick Lamar. I don't know. I mean, just something totally different would be fun. You know,
you could do an arrangement for the big band or for anything.
Well, I would love that. I would actually I would really like to do one. I would like to do like a something, even if not big band, but some sort of like a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald or something. That would be fun. I would love nice. That.
Why not do a cover at your a tour?
Maybe
something, a surprise.
Yeah, maybe coming. Maybe I'll find something and throw it in the set. People will be like, "What the hell is he doing? Play some rock."
Why not? Yeah, could be. So thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to the album and to the concerts. I'll be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you for your time, Miles Kennedy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.